Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than 100 prominent Republicans and conservatives are calling on the GOP to abandon former President Donald Trump and return to what they call founding principles. The group, which includes former Governor William Weld and former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, is releasing a letter today, leaving open the possibility of leaving the GOP and forming a third party. Marty Linsky is a retired faculty member at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He's also a registered Republican and has signed on to this latest effort to redirect the Republican Party. He joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Marty, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, good to be here, Bob.
So the document that's coming out today does not mention Donald Trump by name, but denounces many of his policies. So is this about him and his followers, or is this something deeper?
I think it's something much deeper. When I first got involved in Republican politics in the 1960s, the Republican Party was a party that echoed fundamental democratic principles. It was a party that believed in the rule of law. It believed in a commitment to truth. It believed in freedom of speech. It believed in core democratic values about maximizing the right to vote. It believed in the free market system, but with government regulation to curb the excesses of the market. And I think over the years, particularly beginning in the Reagan period, the Republican Party began to walk away from those principles in favor of a commitment to winning elections rather than standing for something. And so I think Trump really is not the beginning of something, but he is I hope he's the end of something.
But let me push back a little bit here. We know, House Republicans voted yesterday overwhelmingly to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership position because she voted to impeach Trump. So Republican leadership may not be receptive to your group. And polls show that more than half of Republicans nationwide agree with Donald Trump that the election was stolen. So what you're asking seems to be a pretty tall order, isn't it?
I think it is. It's a very tall order. I think the momentum has shifted away from these principles, which is why we felt it was important to speak out. But it's not just about speaking out. It's about getting out there and mobilizing people in behalf of candidates, in behalf of ideas that we think are sustaining and fundamental to the way of life in this country.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is a moderate Republican, but has been very vocal in his criticism of Donald Trump. And yesterday he said that he's sticking with the GOP. What do you make of that? And have any Republicans currently in office signed on to this movement that you're aware of?
I think for officials now in office, what they are afraid of is Republican primaries. And that's understandable, This is not the Republican Party that those of us who signed this document signed up for when we got into politics. And the question of whether there's anything salvageable there is an open question.
So then, Marty Linsky, is the threat of a third party real? Would you break off from the Republican Party to join a third party?
If that was the best way to advance these ideas, sure. But we are quite clear that there's no commitment one way or the other, that we're putting these ideas out there, putting this statement out there, trying to build support for a set of ideas and a movement and see where it goes.
Marty Linsky, retired faculty member at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, former Republican state party member. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR.
Pleasure, Bob. Take care. Have a great day.